Chapter 10 The Crystal Crown Cafe. Olivine Jewel! Princess Cadence called out over the cacophony of hums, giggles, and snores of the enchanted ponies in the garden. Are you there, Olivine? I need to talk to you! She trotted through the hedge maze and past the row of beautiful topiaries cut into the shapes of animals and hearts. The sight reminded her of the vision. The whole reason why Cadence had pushed this plan into action. It's gotten worse, Cadence hung her head as she approached a pair of ponies giggling uncontrollably, just as Petal Shine had. Cadence summoned her magic and directed it at them. But unfortunately, the spell the ponies were under was too strong, and the wild fits of laughter continued. Oh, Celestia, what have I done? Princess Cadence sighed. She kept walking, half-heartedly, looking for the little green filly. The problem with glimpses of the future, she thought, was that they were incomplete pictures. How was the princess to know that behind the sound of pony laughter she'd heard was some sort of spell forcing them to giggle at everything? Cadence now realized she had been twisting the vision to suit her own desires. It was about as helpful as trying to decipher a pattern of leaves in the bottom of her teacup. Cadence took a sip of the piping hot dandelion tea. Thank you for the tea, Lilac Quartz, but I really can't stay. The princess had come to the cafe only to look for Olivine, but she'd been ushered to the best table. Your Majesty, I insist! The motherly mare fussed. She carried over a platter of warm crystal berry tarts and placed them gingerly on the table. At least have a tart before you go! Cadence shoved a tart into her mouth and spoke through the crumbly sweetness. Have you seen your daughter? It's urgent that I find her. I have just one more treat for you, princess! Lilac Quartz trotted to the kitchen in the back, ignoring the question. What's that Olivine done now? A mare whispered, leaning in from the next table. Cadence recognized her as Sweetleaf from the day of the heart song. Poor Lilac Quartz can't even rein her filly in. Across from her, another mare from their group that day, Rosewater, shook her head. That little pony is up to something bad. What do you mean? Cadence asked, growing impatient. The sooner she found Olivine, the sooner she would solve the mystery in the garden. The princess knew she was on the right track. Olivine had been down in the area the entire time. She must have seen or done something. She's just always running off and disappearing, doing Celestia knows what. Rosewater raised her brow in judgment. Her bushy pink mane bounced as she shook her head. My daughter, Fire Opal, would never act in that manner. Neither would my sweet little starseed, Sweetleaf nodded. She's a model student. These two gossips weren't Princess Cadence's cup of tea at all. Excuse me, ladies, Princess Cadence stood up. I'm actually here to speak with Lilac Quartz about a special honor that Olivine Jewel is going to be given by the castle. The two mares' jaws dropped. Good day,